As David noted, there are over 6,000 local projects in the transportation bill. We decided to call up people close to a few of those projects to hear what they need the money for.
In Syracuse, New York, thanks to Congressman James Walsh, the small Erie Canal Museum will be getting $400,000. We reached Nancy Hall, the executive director of the museum. She was in her office in the last remaining Waylock building on the canal, which led to the obvious question, just what is a Waylock building?
Well, the Erie Canal charged tolls to repay the bonds that initially financed the project. So much like the interstate or the turnpike, there were weigh stations, and they actually weighed the boats to assess a toll on the cargo that they carried.
Now, this money, this $400,000 that will now be spent on the museum, had you lobbied Congressman Walsh for this money?
Yes.
And what will it be used for? Why do you need it?
This will be used primarily for permanent exhibits in the museum. Many of our exhibits are not only old and showing wear, but since they were installed in the early 90s, we've had an opportunity to do more research, to ask more questions, and we want to more fully tell the story of the Erie Canal.
You know, there is quite a bit of debate about the transportation bill. Many have gone through the bill line by line to look at some of the spending. What do you say to someone who says, you know, I need the potholes fixed in my local road, or I need a bridge to help me get to work on time?
Well, I can certainly agree with that. Believe me, living in Syracuse, New York, with the changes in temperature we have here, I'm certainly in favor of filling in potholes as well. But, you know, I was trying to figure the percentage of this DOT budget that's being allocated to the Erie Canal Museum. And frankly, I'm not even sure I got all the zeros in there. I've never done math in the billions before. This is such a tiny, tiny fraction of this budget. And this is to preserve a legacy that belongs to all Americans.
Nancy Hall, thanks so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Nancy Hall is the executive director of the Erie Canal Museum that's located in Syracuse, New York.
One project that is not being singled out as especially porky is a 6-mile connector road planned for northwestern Georgia. It would simplify a confusing and sometimes dangerous route between the city of Rome, Georgia, and I-75, which runs between Atlanta and Chattanooga, Tennessee. The project will cost $22 million and will solve what many consider to be a transportation nightmare. Mohamed Arafa is the Northwest spokesman for the Georgia Department of Transportation. He joins us from Cartersville. Mr. Arafa, what's so tricky about getting from Rome to I-75?
There are a series of tricks. First, you have to take State Route 20. The other portion is U.S. 41, which was originally constructed between 1948 and 1953. You believe it? The third portion, or the third trick, is the common section of 41 and 411. There's a lot more traffic than the corridor can handle.
You know, I was looking for a map on the internet, and I found a website with, I guess, kind of a little jokey headline here. It says, "All roads lead to Rome," and it's giving directions from Atlanta. And here's what it says. It says, "Take I-75 north to exit 290 at Cartersville, Georgia Highway 20 to U.S. 41 south, 4-lane. And then it says, "This gets confusing if you do not watch. Rome is north of Cartersville, but you take Highway 411 south to Rome from Cartersville."
Yeah.
Well, that would get a little mind-boggling, I guess, if you weren't paying attention. Is that part of the problem you're trying to fix here?
It is.
Well, Mr. Arafa, when you saw this highway bill getting signed into law today, knowing that $22 million of it was heading your way, how did you feel about that?
I think we feel that we got what we deserve down here in Georgia. This is one of the major projects that needs funding in Georgia. It's a top priority, not for the bureaucracy, but for the traveling public, for the residents of the area, for the economic growth of the area. So we don't consider that pork. It is the backbone of the transportation bill.
Mohamed Arafa, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mohamed Arafa is Northwest spokesman for the Georgia Department of Transportation. He spoke with us from Cartersville.
Probably the most criticized project in the transportation bill is what some are calling the Bridge to Nowhere. Taller than the Brooklyn Bridge and almost as long as the Golden Gate, the Ralph M. Bartholomew Veterans Memorial Bridge will get $223 million in the transportation bill. It will link the small port town of Ketchikan, Alaska, where 15,000 people live, to nearby Gravina Island and its airport. Joining us now is Mary Kaufman of the local news website, sitnews.com. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
So what's the talk in the town about this bridge?
Well, it depends on who you talk to about the bridge. There's been discussions going on about the bridge for many years, and I think you'll find pretty much mixed reactions concerning the bridge. There are people very, very supportive, and then you'll find some other people who might even be neutral about it and not really care one way or the other. And then you'll find some people who are very opposed to having the bridge.
Well, let's begin, if we can, with those who support the bridge. Why do they want it?
Well, the primary reason that you hear for people wanting the bridge is so that Ketchikan can expand. Ketchikan is located on an island that's very mountainous, and so the city spread out along the coastline. And by being able to move over to Gravina, the thought is that you could build and expand the city more and have more businesses, and that's what I understand.
Now, those who are against the bridge, I take they call this a boondoggle.
Right. The Bridge to Nowhere, the Boondoggle Bridge. They're opposed because of the scenic view, thinking that takes away from the character of the town. It's not any kind of a bridge that, you know, would stand out like the Golden Gate Bridge, which it's been compared to. It's just a basic-looking bridge, pretty much.
That was Mary Kaufman of the Ketchikan, Alaska website, sitnews.com. We also heard from Mohammed Arafa of the Georgia Department of Transportation and Nancy Hall of the Erie Canal Museum in Syracuse, New York. All of their areas received funds in the transportation bill signed by President Bush today.